An anonymous caller left a message on our voicemail. We don't have permission to play the actual recording, so I'll do the best I can to capture the flavor of it. Quote, there's not a lot of talk radio unless you're going to listen to Christian, so unfortunately I have to listen to your station. I think it's pathetic to put down the new president every morning, every angle you can. At least he's trying, and nobody's done a weekly address since Franklin Roosevelt. I think you people are scum and maggots, and I think you guys ought to be banned too. You need to be moved back to Muslim or wherever the hell. If I was, you know, in a Muslim country, how the hell would they treat me? They would strangle me and rape me, strip me, you know, in front of people, and kill me and torture me. We don't do that here. We got to stand up for the people that are from here, not give everything away to all these people, everything else. So I think you guys are scum, and I'm going to start reporting you to the Better Business Bureau, and so on. Unquote. Moving on. Listener Jimmy wrote, I have to say that George Scheibner and his smooth landing are treasures that make WHQR a cut above the rest, warranting my continued enthusiastic support. While I'm not entranced and singing along with every show, George has a way of finding musical combinations that rock my soul. Without a doubt, programming like his gives substance to my love of this wonderful city. My only beef is that when he introduces Phil Furia, and indeed whenever any of your announcers comment on the work of UNCW's faculty, the scholarship in which we engage should be acknowledged as an integral part of what we do. On a recent show, George acknowledged that Phil was a faculty member in the creative writing department. Indeed, he was their first chair. But he then went on to say that, quote, he also created these wonderful stories, unquote, about the greats like Cole Porter, as if this were a sideline. While we pride ourselves on being inspiring teachers, faculty at UNCW are necessarily also scholars, and those stories are part of Phil's scholarship, a vital part of his professional resume. Without scholarship, whether in creatively researching and writing the stories of great composers, synthesizing novel compounds that combat cancer, developing novel drugs from the ocean, or researching the history of the Irish Republic, our teaching would stagnate and our students would miss the opportunity to learn the art of creativity. So please, in the future, refer to Phil's work as an integral part of his role as a UNCW professor. I thanked Jimmy for his message and told him that we usually rely on guests to supply information about their professional background or other things they would consider relevant. We provide listeners some basic information based on that. The language Jimmy suggests would go rather much beyond that practice, but it's something we can look at. We got this message Wednesday from the Car Talk Vehicle Donation Services. Here's a picture of my car. Well, it's WHQR's car now. She served me well, and I can't wait to hear her turned into a program, specifically the BBC World Service. I'm a British expat. Morning Edition, BBC NewsHour, Coastline, Fresh Air, or All Things Considered. I listen regularly to the last two programs' podcasts. My dear friend is a studio manager at the Beeb and has been managing the World Service and numerous other BBC radio news programs for 20-plus years. Aside from growing up listening to BBC Radio 4, I love the idea of my friend in the studio, and I try to text him, hoping to hear his phone beep while he's on air. Of course, he's far too professional to ever have his cell phone on. LOL. I hope my vehicle donation helps. Cheers. Vic Roberts, Wilmington, North Carolina. And Vic was kind enough to include a picture of her car, which you can see in the Friday feedback portion of WHQR.org. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And as always, thanks for your feedback.